Old Testament, part of the prophecy of Isaiah from chapter 7, beginning with verse 10. For listen, now listen with me to the word of God. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol and high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel.
Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Hear now the word of God. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, what an exciting day. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is just around the corner, and that's when we get to open all those wonderful presents under the tree. And on top of it all, we get a snowstorm today. Yippee! How fun is that? It just doesn't get any more exciting than this. Though honestly, several years ago, the fourth Sunday of Advent was also pretty exciting for us, for my family, though there wasn't any snow. That's because we lived in Phoenix. But our friends, Gina and Mike, were expecting their first child, a boy whom they named Zach. Now, married for years, Gina and Mike had waited a long time for a baby, so this little guy was quite the miracle. Gina and Mike were members of the church where my husband was pastor, so all of us, begged them to bring baby Zach with them to church on the fourth Sunday. We were finally going to see the little baby boy. But alas, the baby's arrival was delayed. These things happen, don't they? Things don't always go as planned. But then we heard, the baby's coming! He's coming! And it was on Christmas Eve, no less. Well, because it was Christmas Eve, a local news station decided to cover it. So we turned on the TV, And there we saw Gina and Mike surrounded by blue balloons and ecstatic family members. We could feel the anticipation, the joy, and then the moment came. The baby was about to arrive, so the cameras zoomed in. And they caught the plane landing from Korea. Everyone disembarked, but they sensed something was going on, so they hung around. This was before 9/11. So they hung around, and people started gathering, and then it happened. Someone from the agency walked off with a little bundle, handed the little baby boy to Gina and Mike, and all of Sky Harbor Airport and all of us in the church glued to our TVs were crying. It was wonderful. You know, sometimes babies don't arrive in expected ways. Still, Joseph's baby takes that whole what to expect when you're expecting thing to an entirely new level. Poor Joseph found himself in an untenable situation. He was a good guy. He was a righteous person, the kind who surely wouldn't do anything bad or legal, at least not intentionally. And here he finds out the woman he's legally bound to marry is pregnant. Not good. So the legal and expected thing to do would be to denounce Mary for adultery, and she could be stoned to death. But Joseph must have been full of compassion because he decided to let Mary go unscathed, though being a single mom back then was pretty much a death sentence. Still, what else could he do? The law is the law, and Mary broke the law, and Joseph, being a good person, had to uphold it. His mind made up, Joseph probably went to sleep in peace. And then the angel of the Lord came and complicated everything, yet also simplified everything. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. You're becoming a father, though in a really unusual manner. But your baby will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." So the angel of the Lord confirmed to Joseph, "Joseph, God is with you." And what's so amazing about this story to me isn't that God intervened in such a spectacular manner, but that Joseph trusted God enough to go along with God's risky, with God's radical plan of salvation. And I'm wondering, do we have that kind of trust? Are we open to God's saving intervention in our lives? Our friends Mike and Gina had prayed for a baby for a long time, asking their friends to pray as well. They actually didn't know, is their family complete as is, or should they expand it? And if so, what are their options? And then one Sunday in church, I don't remember when, but it was hot, and in Phoenix, it's always hot, duh. The sermon's theme was our adoption as children of God. And so after the church service, we're all standing outside. Our fellowship was outside. And Gina and Mike came running up to us and said, "Did you see it? Did you see it?" And we went, "See what? Did you see the lights flicker?" And we all went, "Huh?" And they said, "You know, the lights flickered. The lights flickered when the word adoption was preached from the pulpit. Did you see it?" We went, "Huh?" Well, you see, none of us really noticed it, but Mike and Gina both did. Apparently, they were looking at the preacher, my husband, and my husband said the word adoption with great emphasis, and the lights flickered, and they looked at each other, and they were convinced that that was a sign from God, an answer to prayer. Now, we who weren't looking for signs from God or answers to prayer didn't see the lights flicker. But we were positive that Mike and Gina did. Why? Because we knew they trusted God, and we trusted God enough to provide signs in some really unexpected ways. You know, in our Old Testament reading from Isaiah, King Ahaz said he trusted God. Oh yeah, sure, right. Don't buy a used car from King Ahaz. Through the prophet Isaiah, God said to Ahaz, hey, ask a sign of the Lord, anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And Ahaz responds, oh no, that's okay, I've got it covered. Wouldn't want to put you out, God, we're cool. Well, Ahaz must have been sitting pretty if he didn't want to accept God's intervention, right? Wrong. Ahaz was the ruler of Judah, and his reign was in crisis. Iraq and Syria were in turmoil. Yeah, okay, right. Both sought to invade Ahaz's kingdom with plans to kill him and put their own respective rulers on the throne. And in that situation, with not only your career, but your life and your nation's life on the line, would you turn down a generous offer like that from God? I don't think so. So Ahaz said he trusted God, but honestly, he didn't want to relinquish control. And honestly, like Ahaz, sometimes we don't want to relinquish control either, do we? So, in order to be more like Joseph in an Ahaz world, we are called to trust God's gracious, God's unexpected, God's risky intervention in our lives. Now remember, trusting God isn't passive. Sometimes, like Ahaz, we say we trust God, but really it's just mere lip service. Kind of like saying this week I said, oh, I hope I win the Mega Millions lottery, but I didn't bother to buy a ticket, really. So that's a kind of passive trust. But trust in God is active. When God intervenes in our lives, in our dreams, we need to act with decisions. We make decisions, then we act on those decisions, and that is not necessarily easy. Look at Joseph. Immediately following these verses we read from Matthew, Herod plotted against Joseph's little family. Herod wanted to kill the baby Jesus because Herod was jealous, or Herod was afraid. But once again, God intervened in Joseph's life, and Joseph trusted God and acted accordingly. But it couldn't have been easy, because now Joseph, stalwart, good Joseph, Joseph, the pillar of the community, elder Joseph, deacon Joseph, you know, all around good guy Joseph, became a fugitive. And he had to take his family, live life with his family on the run. Do you ever wonder why he chose that harder course rather than say, enough of this nonsense. God, I'll take my chances. Just leave me in peace. Well, I think it's because the only real peace Joseph could have in his crazy and violent world is the peace of God. Sort of like the only real peace we can have in our crazy and violent world is the peace of God. And the peace of God comes from letting go and trusting God. And I bet each of you who braved the snow and ice this morning knows exactly what the peace of God is like in your life. You can't manufacture it. You can't buy it. The peace of God is from God alone, and you just hope and pray that you're a willing, open vessel for that peace. I also believe that Joseph was open to God's intervention because Joseph experienced Emmanuel, And not just when he held baby Jesus, but every time he trusted God, Joseph experienced Emmanuel, God is with me. And that's still true today. Those who trust God still find signs that God is with us, signs of Emmanuel. Preparing for this sermon, I couldn't get Mike and Gina out of my mind, so I Googled Gina and sent her an email. And FYI, it's been about 10 years, not quite 10 years, since we've seen Mike and Gina. And here, out of the blue, I said, hey, guess what? Your family is going to be in the sermon this week at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. And I also want to know, how old is Zach? I've lost track of time. Well, that day, it was Tuesday, both my husband and I were working on our respective sermons. He's over at First Pres in Libertyville. He was upstairs, I was down, and after we're done, we kind of met in the middle, and I said, hey, guess what? I emailed Gina. And he said, no way! They've been on my mind all morning. I can't get them out of my mind. He goes, and I think I'm going to use the story of baby Zach in my sermon this week. So baby Zach is really popular around Lake County this morning. Woohoo! Well, I thought that was so funny that I emailed Gina an addendum saying that her family is really big in our family's thoughts that day. What a fluke! How weird is that? After a decade, who'd have guessed we'd be all about Mike and Gina that morning? Well, the next day, Gina and Mike both emailed. They said, interesting, you should contact us out of the blue that day. Mike was just diagnosed with kidney cancer. And by the way, Zach is a freshman at U of A, University of Arizona, and is coming home tonight. We'll have to tell him then. Trusting God doesn't keep us cancer-free. Trusting God doesn't make the worry and pain disappear, but trusting God continually reminds us of the Christmas message that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. God is with us. Now, God's presence may not come as an earth-shattering message from the Lord like it did for Joseph, but it may come as an email from old friends in Illinois saying, hey, you're in our prayers. I don't know how it will come, but a sign of God will come. Or God may come to you with a dream. If so, then you are called to respond to God with a decision. Well, I don't know what presents are waiting for you under the Christmas tree this week. How exciting. But I do know this. The best present you can open is yourself. Open yourself to God's intervention in your life. Trust God. Trust God with the signs you believe God is showing you in answer to prayer. Then make decisions based on that trust. Open yourself to God's peace. Open yourself to God and once again experience the Christmas message anew, that Jesus Christ is born, Emmanuel, God is with us, and God is with each one of you. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.